fighters, what's going on? Welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. Today, I want to get in your faces a little bit about why word-of-mouth marketing is not enough if you want to grow your business. Listen, word-of-mouth is amazing. Don't think for a second that I don't believe it's amazing. It's awesome when you do a project for somebody. They're so fucking happy. They open their mouth and they tell somebody about you. Those are great leads. We all want those leads. Word-of-mouth has a couple huge benefits. One is it's a high-quality lead, and number two, it's a low cost per lead, right? You basically got a lead and didn't pay for it, okay? And I'm not going to get into whole how to figure cost per lead and all that shit right now because, and I've done that on our YouTube channel a lot and our Facebook group. So anyway, before you start going, you know, oh, fuck you, Tom, word of mouth is where it's at and all this other stuff, and that's all I need. I've been in business 20 years, and I never do any advertising. That's what I hear from a lot of guys. And they sound just like that, too. Never do any advertising, like Yosemite Sam or some shit. So, guys, first, you got to determine your goals. If your goal is to stay the size you are, maybe you're a smaller contractor, maybe you have a spouse that works, maybe you have tons of money in the bank, then, and you don't care about the seasonal ups and downs, then keep doing what you're doing, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. And I also understand you might be a home builder or a higher-end remodeler. You might not need as many leads and shit like that, but I'll tell you what, life's always better when you have more leads, okay? So I get that there's some gray area here. Please stay with me on this. So, but it all starts with your goals. If you want to stay the size you are, one two-man show, you want to hover around 200-400 grand a year or whatever the hell it is, then it might be doable, right? Doing the things the way you've been doing them. If you want to keep working in the field and doing things at the pace you're doing now, you're not urgent to make more money. Cause like I said, maybe you got a shit ton of money in the closet or something. Your spouse works. That's all good. But if your goal is to grow your business, to get your ass out of the field, to, you know, even out lead flow, so it's not so up and down and up and down. If you have goals of doubling or tripling your profits, you want to add crews, then you have to understand that word of mouth marketing is not enough. And here's why. I have a few downsides to word of mouth only, guys. Number one, it puts all of the marketing into the hands of the clients that you've served. Okay? Think about that for a minute. One of the downsides is it puts your marketing in their hands. And you have no control when they fucking open their mouth and when they don't. And there's a few reasons why people don't refer you, even though they're really happy with you. Sometimes you're just not top of mind, okay? Because maybe you're doing a shitty job staying in touch with them. Or maybe they don't want to be pushy on one of their friends or neighbors or something, all right? Because they got their own shit between their ears. And the one that I think is probably the most common is they don't want to be responsible if you fuck it up. They don't want to have somebody mad at them that they referred you, all right? So don't put your marketing, don't put your lead flow strictly in the hands of your past customers, okay? Second downside, guys, it's unpredictable. Will they refer you when you want them to? We don't know. Will you get the volume that you need? I mean, think about how many leads you need right now to hit your goals. If you're like a flooring guy or a painter or something, and you have a sales goal of $1 million, and your average job is $5,000, you need 200 jobs. And if you're closing, oh, I don't know, let's play the math game here. If you close 40% of your leads, you take 200 divided by 0.4, you need 500 fucking leads. Okay? So even though word of mouth is great and they're higher quality leads, it's not going to be predictable enough for you to grow your business. Okay? And guys, another downside here is to grow your business, to scale your business, it's going to come down to bringing on the right people and putting in the right processes, okay? Because you can only do so much. And so your marketing has to turn into a repeatable process, a repeatable system, okay, that you have control over. You have very minimal control over word of mouth, like we talked about a minute ago. Okay, when you have a system, you can step on the gas in the times of year that you need to, or you can put the brakes on a little. It's more predictable. Okay, so guys, before we get out of here, enjoy the word of mouth leads that are coming in and continue to deliver great experiences. You should always be going for that. All right, but take some time, figure out how many leads you need. Be where people are looking. Build the shit out of your brand. Make sure you allocate a percentage of sales to the marketing strategies and tactics that are going to drive your business to more opportunities, more at-bats. Guys, because the better your marketing is, the better your brand building is, it's like golf, the ball's closer to the hole through that good marketing and branding, so that by the time the sales call comes, it's a short putt into the hole and it's nice and easy. All right, head to thecontractorfight.com/marketing-boot-camp if you want to learn more about how to market the fuck out of your business and not just rely on word of mouth. As our Yosemite Sam voice or whatever I was doing earlier says, and you can't just rely on word of mouth only. There's no honor in that, guys. It's not predictable. All right. And it's really hard to scale a business that way. You guys rock. I got to roll. Talk to you next time.